Fairbanks North Star Borough residents have to find ways to burn less and cleaner to bring the community into compliance with federal air quality regulations. That's the message from Environmental Protection Agency representatives in Fairbanks this week to talk about chronic wintertime fine particulate pollution in some area neighborhoods. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Speaking at a North Star Borough Air Pollution Control Commission meeting Tuesday, EPA Region 10 Air and Waste Director Tim Hamlin emphasized that government and the public have to solve the Fairbanks North Pole area fine particulate pollution problem together.
We are here to work collaboratively with our partners at the Department of Environmental Conservation and in the borough to address the challenge of achieving clean, healthy air and warm homes in the borough and in North Pole in particular. Right now, this week, is the time for us to be thinking broadly and creatively about what's going to work best.
Millions of dollars have already been spent to remove or replace over 2,000 polluting wood and coal stoves and boilers around the North Star Borough and to educate the public about clean burning practices. But some neighborhoods continue to see extreme spikes when inversions trap smoke at ground level. The borough is facing more stringent measures as it's reclassified a serious non-attainment area by the EPA. Local peak pollution readings, the worst in the U.S., present a major challenge, according to EPA air quality planner Justin Spinillo.
Definitely realize it's a difficult situation to balance out, you know, the need for people to breathe clean air, but also to keep their homes warm. So how do we balance that out? It's a situation we've seen, but the extreme nature of it is unique.
Spinillo outlined scenarios that have enabled communities in Oregon, Idaho, and Washington to come into compliance and says they all include similar components, most fundamentally, burn bans.
A commitment to a curtailment program, which is kind of the backbone of any good program that we've seen to effectively reduce PM from wood smoke.
The North Star Borough recently tightened existing burn ban rules, but Spinillo stresses that bans only work when there's strong community leadership and public buy-in, a challenge when heating is a major expense and wood is a local fuel source. During public testimony at Tuesday's meeting, Willow Leaves Doy Mission, representing Kids for Environmental Action, urged people to think beyond themselves.
You can have freedom, but it needs to stop when that freedom is starting to get into other people's property and hurting them.
Doy Mission says she's speaking up on behalf of friends suffering from asthma and other health problems related to fine particulate pollution.
A lot of other people can't wait till someday to get their air cleaned up. It has to be now.
EPA officials outlined a multi-year process to address the local air pollution problem, including assessment of economic impacts of control strategies. Officials highlighted a recently announced $2.5 million agency grant to fund a replacement of 600 outdated wood and coal stoves and boilers in North Star Borough neighborhoods suffering the worst pollution. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.